This teaching this morning goes right along with the word that I just brought about the team, about MAGA. This is Sunday morning, 3:6:22. The title of this is Denying Yourself. We're going to start with Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. A lot of people say they're on God's team, but they're anything but. Being on God's team is not just being out doing your own thing, but it's doing what God wants. I'm sorry to say, I know very few that it seems like they even know what's going on, much less getting on God's team. I like what Simon Park said this week. I just really do. I kept mulling around what he said. He said, it's the ones that are awake that are feeling the pain. They're the ones that are suffering, not the ignorantly blissful. Those that just go about their business and do their thing, do their churchy thing or whatever it is. Those that they've had to sacrifice to know what they know. All right, Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? It's going to be a terrible thing to come to the end of the day and you stand before God and he'll say, well, you didn't even get a clue, daughter or son. I want him to hear, you got it right on target, well done. That's what I want to hear. All right, in the Strong's, deny means to disown or restrain. Disown your own life, your own opinions, your own the way you think about things, and then restrain. What does that mean? Restrain yourself from going after your fleshly desires and your ideas and your things. All right, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Well, we're nearly there. Let's just go over there. Back. Talking about two masters here in context of this scripture. Either getting to the cares of the world and sending to yourself, or you're following God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I like the Amplified version of that. It says, his way of doing and being right. Yeah, the way he does things. He doesn't do things the way people think. Most people think, I'm going to study and I'm going to look at all the candidates and I'm going to vote the one I think is best. And then the Lord will say, no, you get on the Trump team. He's picked our governor. But he's done this and he's done that and he's done this and he's done that. So they'll go to the deal and vote against him because he's done this and he's done that and he's done that. The Lord said, but I'm using him. I have a purpose. You know, one thing about it, the best team in the Olympics or whatever, it's a team that they've all been together a long time and they've all worked together, grown together, gone through pain together, and they perform well together. They may not be perfect. That's the way I felt about our governor. He's got to finish the wall. Mm-hmm. See, that's part of MAGA. That he's got to finish the wall. Let him finish the wall. Let him do what he's called to do. Let him finish it. Quit criticizing him. Let him finish. Oh God, if we would just look at it. There's not one person sitting here or anywhere else this morning in any church that's got it all together and knows everything. Nobody. Not even me. No, I'm telling you the truth. We're all screw-ups. We all have missed it. We all see through a glass darkly today. All of us. We're doing the best we know how to do. But none of us know everything that God knows. And until we do, how can we follow our plan? We have to follow His. It's the only perfect plan. Okay. in denying ourselves, restraining ourselves, and putting the Lord first, He actually hands our lives back to us because we do it. Luke 9:23. I have quite a few scriptures in this teaching. Not all that I was going to do, but a lot. 9:23, Luke. Just basically what Matthew had to say. And he said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." You think I want to be where I'm at? Do you think you want to be where you're at? It's been difficult. I'd much rather be on the beach, and well, I don't know if I'd go to the beach, but somewhere nice that you enjoy and just doing your thing and enjoying life. No, we decided, the master called, and we said, "Yes, sir. We'll serve in your military. We'll pray your prayers, and we'll say what you want us to say and do what you want us to do for the greater cause. We'll do it, Lord. We'll be faithful to do it." That's denying yourself. Especially when you feel like, well, I went into this feeling pretty good, and now I feel like, see you later, I'm out of here. Like you feel like your best years. But I'll tell you what, if I know anything about God, if you think, look at His examples in the Bible. Look at Moses at 80, but 120, he's standing on that mountain and he could see the people. He didn't have glasses. His eyes weren't dim, his natural forces weren't abated. See, God rewards when you give up your life, you deny yourself, and you follow Him. I believe you at least get double for your trouble. This ought to be good news today. The Strong's, the cross there means self-denial. It's real easy to, with all the talking heads out there, I think. It's real easy to fall into that category, what you think. It's not about what we think. It's about what God thinks and about us following what He thinks. Asking Him what He thinks about, well, Lord, I'm thinking this way, but what do You say? All right, it says daily. It's got two references in the Strong's. One of them is opposition, distribution, or intensity. The other is gentle, tame, period, from dark to light. In other words, wherever we go, whatever we do, it's a daily thing. It's like brushing your teeth and combing your hair and going about your business. God's business has become that way for us. We don't do anything else. We don't go on vacations. We don't see our kids hardly. But we're about His business every day. And it'll be that way until He releases us from the military. Isn't that the way it is with the military? They miss everything, weddings, whatever. All right, a normal day, following God, following His plan, that's a normal day for us. To a lot, sad to say, and occasionally they get it right. For the most part, they just kind of live it and just by the seat of their pants, and hope they get it right. Horrible way to live. I don't even want to leave the house without knowing it's okay. It's covered. All right. 2 Timothy 2:12. He says here, if we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful. He cannot deny Himself. Deny there is to contradict, disavow, reject, or abnegate. Well, let's keep going. Titus chapter 1. Chapter 1. Titus. Maybe it's, well, anyway. Yeah, it's a little book. Titus 1, 6. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able to, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly, vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. These are the people that follow God. They have denied themselves. They're upright in character. They don't speak their mind when somebody does them wrong. But they act in line with what God would have them do, according to the scripture. That's what a leader, this is a leader's qualification right here. All right, I had it to read to 16, all right. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. The witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. We're going to have to get over it in the body of Christ, all this pettiness and getting our feelings hurt over everything. I remember one time coming out of a church service, our mother was moving out of Midland, and so we had stayed for the worship service since we were the worship team. I remember there was a family standing there, and I didn't acknowledge them. I just walked by them, and we went out the door because we were heading to Midland. But later, someone said, well, you didn't speak to her, and she got all upset. And I'm going, what? I'm going, this silliness, this pettiness, that got to stop. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know not God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. There's only two camps to hang in. It's God's camp or you're in the other camp. This particular lady was one that was in the surrection in the gym. Does that surprise you? Okay, let's go. Keep going here. Leaders are held in a higher standard. If they don't walk it, how can they expect anyone else to walk it? A good confession to make over the church leaders would be that they have counted the cost before they start. This is necessary because they come under a heavier accountability. All right, we're going to look at that. This is James 3. James says here, verse 1, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. See, people don't understand that when you are a minister, you come under a deeper, harsher judgment. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body. Okay, now look back to Luke 14. Look at 28. For which of you intending to build a tower sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. There's been many ministers come and go from this area. I think it was just harder than they ever dreamed, and they just couldn't hack it. So they got out of here. I guess we're just indigenous to the area. We're used to the way things are here. I guess. I don't know. This is like the word that I just read to you, that the Lord gave to me about the team, Team Jesus. Many say they're for the team, but in actuality, they're not. They're for their opinion or what they think. We're going to look some scriptures, Matthew 7. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Yeah. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Watch people's fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I confess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Lord spoke something to me yesterday. He said, avoiding things is not your weapon. Like, well, I won't eat that again, or I won't do that again. Lord was saying to me, that's not your weapon. Your word is your weapon. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. Right here, he's talking about those that do his sayings. See, the little foxes spoil the vine. That means a little compromise here, a little compromise there. It waters us down. It washes us out. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. It kind of surprised me what the Lord said to me, but it didn't surprise me. Because the devil tries to dupe you, to make you think, well, it was this. Don't look here, look over here. Or don't look here, look over here. Same old tactic he's using today on everything. Don't look at Ukraine. Look over here, you know, or whatever, vice versa. All right, let's keep going here. Matthew 10. I mean, really, just face this. What comes against us is not real. It's a phantom, fake news, whatever. What makes it real? We give voice to it, thought and voice to it. That's what makes it real. That's what manufactures. This is where the issues of life come out of, are this. The heart there is this. It said, guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. Not just life, death. Death and life. Power of the tongue. All right, Matthew 10:38. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. But Lord, it's just so hard. Have you heard that one? It's just so hard. It's just so hard. It's just so hard. It's just so hard. Well, the scripture says the way of the transgressor is hard. You know why? Because you're looking at our light and momentary affliction, Paul said, in eternity as a drop of water in an ocean of eternity. You put it in the right perspective. It may be hard for a little bit, hard on our flesh. We have to deny ourselves and what we want to do in our flesh and go God's way. But for eternity, think about everlasting life. Think about never getting sick, never going without anything, feeling young, never growing old. All of these things for eternity. You'll never even have a conception of time or anything else. Think about that in comparison to the momentary trials that we've gone through. I mean, he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But think about those that are going in the pit. They're going to have the torture and the horrible things for forever and ever and ever. Luke 14. That's why Paul said this momentary light affliction. He got it. He understood how short it is. Here today and gone tomorrow. Luke 14:25. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. He goes on to talk about the tower that I read to you in Matthew already, again. All right. That was Luke. What was that? All right, Luke. Okay, that's 14. All right, let's go back to Matthew. Like I said, I have quite a few scriptures. Matthew 16. I know the kids don't understand. But I told one of mine, I said, then don't come. I ain't going to make you. But I said, I will not apologize anymore for it. This is what God has put for me to do. And this is the way it is for now. Until it's different, it's going to be this way. And if you don't want to come, don't come. But don't make me feel bad. Don't do that to me anymore. I'm not going to live that way anymore. I said, all I can say is if I can make it up to you, I'll make it up to you when I can. You know, they've got to understand. They're so used to pulling on us to do this and to do that, and we're a bad grandparent if we don't make every birthday and every graduation and everything. Yeah, we're used to doing that. We were used to doing that, and we've had to miss a few things. But I will never apologize because I've said, okay, I've gone into His Majesty's Secret Service. And what he say goes. And he told me, who are your mother, your brother, your sister? They that do the word of God and keep it, there are your true mothers, brothers, sisters. He don't think the way we do. All that emotional garbage attached. No. Okay. Different today. What did I tell you? Matthew 16:25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. I found myself saying the other day, I said, Lord, I don't even have a life anymore. I don't do anything. Run to the dollar store? But my life's in Him. The life that I now live, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm going to have eternity to do what I want. I enjoy it. With no devil. But right now, we got to keep as many out of the fire as we can. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. So there are benefits to our choices, good and bad. Okay, Mark 8. When he called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father and with the holy angels. That's Revelation chapter 19. I don't want to hear him say, well, what'd you do with what I had for you to do? Well, Lord, I did what everything you said. I don't want to say, well, I was on the beach. Now, if he told you to go to the beach, that's one thing. But I'm talking about we equate the beach to, you know, relaxing and doing your own thing. Whatever. All right, Luke 17. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Do you see God's team or not God's team here? I actually had this first before I had that other word, and I thought, boy, Lord, that goes together, doesn't it? Absolutely. All right, John 12. I tell you what, that really simplified it for me because I was feeling kind of bad the way I voted, thinking I, you know, and then after who won, I thought, well, maybe I did better than I thought, you know, but I had remembered the Lord saying, listen to who the president endorses. Now, every rally's not Texas, but, you know, but some races are national races, I guess, like your state senators and things like that. Okay, John 12, 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Well, Lord, I feel like I'm dying here. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world will keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. We've been born for such a time as this. This window of what the Lord's had us do is going to be minute in the whole picture. Father, glorify thy name. Wait a minute, let me see where I'm going to read to. That's enough of that. All right. See, Jesus is saying, 27, now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I into this hour. His soul was troubled. Jesus had to deal with what we had to deal with. He had the devil to contend with. How will we do anything in the kingdom of God if we are about our ways, desires, dreams, etc.? Remember, we are Team Jesus. It's not about what we want or desire. It's about what He wants. Probably to most Christians, this is foreign. I can tell you it is. All the ones I know. They wonder why God never uses them or speaks to them. They aren't dead. They're not dead. Remember that divided house? The church is probably the biggest divided house there is. Now we don't have to wonder what happened to our world. If we'd had a team, it would not have happened. If we'd have been a team, you know, we're supposed to be moving like a body. For the body of Christ and members in particular. If that ain't a team, I don't know what is. Your whole body works together. Whatever movement you make or whatever you do, your whole body is working to see that that comes about. It's not thinking about, well, I'm better, I'm just going to go off and do my own thing. You can laugh, but isn't it the truth? No, let's help the one that needs to be helped right now. That's a team. All right, Romans 8:13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. All right, 1 Corinthians 15:31. Paul made this statement, I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. Yeah. We have picked up our cross and we are in the crucifixion process. It hurts, Lord! All right, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We picked up our cross and we're in the crucifixion process. All right. Nearly done with this painful subject. Galatians 5:24. I think I've got that. Just a minute. Let me look here. Okay. 5:24. And 25. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. All right, Galatians 6:14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I am willing to say, just like Jesus had the nails in his hands, and in his feet, and the gash in his side, and the thorn holes in his head, that if you could see us, truly, really see us, you would see the scars and the wounds that we've taken for the cause. Paul said, the marks of the Lord Jesus are in my body. We are dead in Christ, but some of us had to tie us down, kicking and screaming. But the point is, we're down. We need to be like Isaac. I want to read about Isaac. I thought, well, that's a cool analogy, Lord, for that. Galatians 22. You know how Isaac acted the way he did? He had an example before him, his father, Abraham. Abraham went against his household and left his family and went where God led him, and he obeyed God. Isaac did the same thing in famine. He stayed put. He sowed seed in the time of famine, reaped 100-fold. He followed his father's example. Genesis 22, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and then they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father, and he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. They came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Now the Lord's probably not going to ask us to do anything like that, but you see the point here. He trusted God, and God did provide. Jehovah Jireh is God the provider. After crucifixion comes resurrection. Isn't that what happened? Basically, Isaac got raised from the dead. Basically, it was a type and shadow of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. All right, Romans 6. Just a couple more scriptures. What shall we say then? Verse 1. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. If we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay, then Colossians 3, 1 through 4. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. If we're dead, we're seated with him, right? We need to be asking him, what do you say, Lord? What do you say? Set your affection on things above. It's real easy to be swayed with all the mess that's going on down here. It's a distraction. It's meant to be a distraction. That's the way the devil operates. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. So let's keep ourselves, keep denying ourselves and following the Lord and stay on Team Jesus.